materialidad. Sual and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend, that
his rasa with Krishna, it is sakiras, there's no madhuryam extent. That's, I think, your question. No, it's his ecstasy.
Sakha, sakha here, but not only sakha. He wants to meet Krishna, and he helps. तुमने क्या सुनेगा? सुन करके क्या होगा? को भजन करो सब कुछ। अभी चित्त चंचल तुम लोगों का, अभी इधर कभी उधर। आओ अभी साधन हरि नाम करो, चांत करो।
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Mandir.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Real Narma Sukha. He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yavatari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari, like Kriya Narma Sakha.
Special category.
Not like human Ishwari.
That's, but nothing more than the.
More than. Sakha, Nitya Sakha, Pran Sakha, is more than that. He has so intimate relationship with Krishna that he is Mamata, and Krishna is mine. So that he is greater than all another Sakha, Madhumangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika,
the form.
Once Krishna was with Sri Radhika, and all of them with this. Meantime, animal, Padma, is Sakhi of so then to mother in Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or tomb. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself that fact and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Visakha met. She told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends. His friends, and he has made Subal as Radhika and playing, and he has given this information to you, and if you will go there, they will make Subal naked, and they will show, and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. Did he try? also Subal, at that Sumal was ready to take the shape of Kunti Raja and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Kunti Raja. So sometimes bhav is so higher, then he takes a form of Mahabhav, a little bit.
Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shape are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he's so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she seen as his Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to write. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal, and Subal he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhav is like Gopi. His bhav is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada and Pragavda.
Gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Pragalbha.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, of course, Vama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So,
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages, Komara, Kishore, Yamuna, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's, someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chintashakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he, every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vyasandhi are most important. Because Gopi's ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Mukti is Chaitanya Chaitanya. It has been stated. Vaya kaisorokam dhyam ardu iyo parvara.
Like a full-blown lotus.
only not full, but it has so many qualities, so much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal, soft, so much bhava-purna, loving, and every qualification includes.
Sure. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, Nitya-Priya gopis, the Nitya-Siddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
ready,
ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
garden.
Pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened. Some are half, not ripe at all, only full, young. Young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very very good.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that, he passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. That Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees means seed. One gives a vithankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with a ankur with leaves that are Raghunath, Bhatta and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami, in his Vaishnava Toshini, Bhagavad Vaishnava Toshini.
What about Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. He is out of all this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument.
Argument, hither and hither and so on. And follow the question. Jiva Goswami has two visions. One for anadhikari, one for adhikari. But Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karte hain, alochana
mein. Discussion.
No. He cuts them. Unke argument ko. He cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also.
Yeah.
Vividly.
Yeah.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were sakya? Patishitanvaya, bhratri anandhama. And there are so many examples in each slope that gopis are practicing. not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that you're a mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, this was happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. Jiva Goswami and do vichar means
and what does that mean, vichar
means this is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I have to
analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishnu Acharya Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental chemical. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze. Why has he told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah. And I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami is.
But he has not cared.
No.
Julinman has given a very big
comment. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami.
Against?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwala Nilmani you can see that Dupi, Swayam Dupi, after Dupi. In Swayam Dupi means, this will come next year. Swayam Dupi means, gopis, naika, are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing, they are praying. These are sabda-uttha, nedara, artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I'm not expressing clearly, but appreciate your answer. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing. And by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not real. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So he says this.
So Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
He disagrees with the fact that he has written first copy of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere. Meditate. And why you told in the Ras that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything? Krishna told that I was thinking that you are so clever and very human.
Intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the Ras to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep, andhakar, dark, so many serpents and other things. It's quite Nirjana sthan. Nirjana means
quite
lonely place. So not returning I was. It is the time to meet me. I'm pati of pati. I'm your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
Then Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are the hero. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani means?
Who knows the
wealthy person.
Huh? One who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
Huh?
Upalakshana.
No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Panit yoga, will drink water again. One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish having milk, kata, you know, kata.
So, fish
having
like lobster,
full of bone, outside bone.
See? Not bone, but kata ki hai. Kata mani ki?
Kata hand bole, kata ke bole, jun ghodi kata hand bole. Kata ne ni bole, bone, ule da baile se
baile. Bone na kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but...
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Not sure.
Lobster.
Mm.
That means with the hands they have
that. He was drinking water at the Ekadasi drinking in Jamuna water. And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then
he was announcing
that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was bathing for him.
Then, when he went there, and he came out, and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in a cup.
Like, this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna, in Bhagavad has used this.
Indirectly.
In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
This is Parokshabad.
Parokshabad. Parokshabad.
Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Anandakari.
The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had rush with Krishna, or was their husband just imaginary, or did their husband have? They also have rush.
These husbands. In Golok Vrindavan, only abhinav. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhinav has taken shape again by yoga maya. No illusory maya there. Only.
I have a question. Then. May I ask
my question? Yeah, that's the
Jyotila.
Jyotila is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Consult. Jyotila is Abhiman.
Abhiman only. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Sure.
Like in a dark room.
Sure.
I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman any. Any word for Abhiman?
Ego.
Concept.
But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of illusory maya. Then?
You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have read 33 at